Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here, and welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer, bringing a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's New Testament lesson. The voice of God in the gospel reading for today from the Gospel of John 21, 1 through 19, reading from the New Century Version. Jesus appears to seven followers. Later, Jesus showed himself to his followers again, this time at Lake Galilee. This is how he showed himself. Some of the followers were together: Simon, Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the two sons of Zebedee, and the two other followers. Simon Peter said, "I am going out to fish." The others said, "We will go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. They finished that night, but caught nothing. Early the next morning, Jesus stood there on the shore, but the followers did not know it was Jesus. Then he said to them, "Friends, did you catch any fish?" They answered, "No." He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." So they did. And they caught so many fish they could not pull the net back into the boat. The follower whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Peter heard him say this, he wrapped his coat around himself, Peter taking his clothes off. Then he jumped into the water. The other followers went to shore in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, and they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards. When the followers stepped out of the boat and onto the shore, they saw a fire of hot coals. There were fish on the fire, and there was bread. Then Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." Simon Peter went into the boat and pulled the net to the shore. It was full of big fish, 153 in all. But even though there were so many, the net did not tear. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat." None of the followers dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, along with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus showed himself to his followers after he was raised from the dead. Jesus talks to Peter. When they were finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." A third time he said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And he said to him, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you tied your own belt and went where you wanted. But when you're old, you will put out your hands and someone else will tie you and take you where you don't want to go." Jesus said this to show how Peter would die to give glory to God. And then Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing the voiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review the Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources, which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book. That's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com/dwell on these things. Let's have a breath and have a prayer. Mighty God, in whom we know the power of redemption, you stand among us in the shadows of our time as we move through every sorrow and trial of this life. Uphold us as we in the knowledge of the final morning, when in the presence, in the glorious presence of your risen Son, we will share in his resurrection, redeemed and restored to the fullness of life, and forever freed to be your people. Amen.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the voice of God daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.